No, Catherine, I think that, you know, at this stage now, the report has been done and has been commissioned way back in 2016, which is 4 years ago. It took 3 years to do the report. The report has been there now for a year. And nothing still has been put forward from the report. The report has never even been published publicly. And I would be looking for the council to do that immediately, make it public, and try and get the organisations together, the OPW, National Parks and Wildlife, the council, the planning section of the council, and to see what can be done, if anything can be done. Because the report is stating that nothing should be done, that this is just something that's going to happen, and that the quite the likelihood in the next 50 years that the water will be in as far as Lag Chapel, and that a vast majority of the golf club would be in danger of being eroded away. And, you know, that's quite stark things to be saying in a report and then not do nothing about it, because, you know, these amenities are vitally, vitally important to North Innishowen, and especially in the current climate that we're in now, where people are staying at home and people are using the facilities at home. I think it's even more important that something is done immediately.
Why do you think there's a reluctance there, seemingly, from Donegal County Council to publish this report?
Well, I think there's a reluctance from all those departments, not just only Donegal County Council, because every one of those departments have this great ability to blame one another and to kick the ball from one to the other, that at the end of the day, nobody takes any responsibility for anything. And I think that's what's been going on here for quite some time, and I don't think that's very fair. That's not fair on the people that's trying to, you know, run businesses and trying to, you know, have an area that we want people to come to, we want people to stay in. And these organisations then don't really take anything on board and just say, well, there's a report there and that's what it's saying and that's it, which in my eyes is not good enough. I think that, you know, the council now must take this report. They must make sure that all the other organisations are engaged in it, and we must see what can be done. And because if you go to other parts of you know, we talk about you can't do this and you can't do that, there is other areas in Ireland that there are coastal erosion being fixed at this particular moment in time, and for some reason Donegal has been left behind again, and I think we've been left behind long enough, and it needs to be sorted out and sorted out quickly.